Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We're on episode 209, and today we're going to talk about being content right here, right now, because that is actually the secret. And if you have been with me for these past 12 weeks and have listened to Kelsey just share who she is in such a vulnerable, in such a real way. And if you listened to her last week at the end of our coaching sessions versus 12 weeks ago when we first got started, so that started in episode 197. If you listen to the difference in her voice between 197 and 208, it is a huge transformation in only 12 weeks. And what's fascinating is there's not all that much difference that's happening in her life. She's still married to the same person, still living in the same house, still has the same kids, yet the transformation is startling. And it's deciding on purpose. This is it. This is my life, and how can I frame it? How can I tweak it just a little bit? How can I shift my mindset to be content and at peace and happy with a capital H, happy right here, right now? And that is what this podcast episode is all about. So if you are new here, welcome. Give yourself a big hug. You're in the right place, and you are not behind. Just because there's quote unquote 208 other episodes you could be listening to right now, you're not. You're listening to me in this one, and you are not behind. You are exactly where you need to be. Okay, so let's talk about the idea of being content and how to stop chasing after the next thing and instead learn to rest in the peace of what you already have. And this is tricky. I'm in America. Most of you listening are in America. I do know we have people from other countries. My podcast, the stats in my dashboard tell me that there's people from Canada, from the Netherlands, from the UK, from all over Western Europe and Australia. There are people from South Asia, people from Central America. And thank you. Thank you for being here. But it's the idea that no matter where you live, you probably know what the American dream is. And it's probably ingrained that this American dream, the idea that if you just work hard enough, you can have anything and everything you want. And it's hopeful, it's inspiring, and it is a beautiful idea. But here's the catch. At some point, the dream starts to feel like it's a little bit always out of reach, and it's always just around the corner. So just like that Pocahontas song, just around the river bend, the idea and the energy of that song is so alive and it's restless. If you can envision the movie, the Disney movie version of just around the river bend, the rushing river, just everything is going fast, fast, fast. And that is actually the epitome of hustle culture. Pocahontas wants to see what's coming, what's next, and what's just around the corner. And that's what so many of us do. We think, if I just get the next promotion, if I just win the lottery, if I just get a bigger house, if I just lose 10 pounds, if I just ditch this husband and get another one, then I'll be happy. And so we spend years, even decades, running after something that always seems to be just slightly out of touch and just one step away. So I've shared in past episodes, and in this particular podcast episode, I'm going to refer to quite a lot that I have recorded in the past. And that's because with these past 12 weeks, while you are listening in real time to the episodes with Kelsey, I had already recorded them. And so I've gone back and I've listened to some of my own words to make sure that my brain isn't muddled. And I've shared in past episodes. So episode 107, I entitled The American Dream. And then way back in episodes 21, 22, and 23, we talked about success secrets and that chasing a dream can be motivated because it gets you moving and it gives you purpose. And you do need that as a human. You absolutely need goals and things to do. I'm a huge fan of journaling out your day, that daily journaling worksheet. Anyone can download it at any time. That's at stephanieoday.com/daily, D-A-I-O-L-Y. I want you to do those things. But if we're not careful, that chasing becomes a treadmill that you can never get off, and it's exhausting. So I want you to think about your own life. How many times have you thought, okay, well, once I finish school, once I land the job, once we buy the house, once the kids are out of diapers, once I retire, and the list keeps going and going and going. And when you finally get that thing, you realize, oh, okay, yikes. I actually thought this would feel different. So now I guess I need to continuously move the goalposts and I need to aim for the next thing. And that's the problem with chasing, because it pushes happiness into the future. And it tells us that the joy is somewhere out there later instead of right here, right now. And that again is hustle culture. That is capitalism. Oh, you thought those cute boots that you bought last week were going to make you feel great? Well, what about these even better boots? So it's that kind of thing. And it sort of reminds me of one of my old-time movies. I vividly, vividly remember my mom and dad putting me in the back of the station wagon, and my dad was running a youth group at the time for our church, our Presbyterian church, and it was a youth group of tweens, so I think they were like fifth, sixth grade, and we went to the fancier movie theater and watched War Games. Okay, do you remember War Games? So the whole plot builds up to the idea of winning at nuclear war. And at the end, the computer finally concludes the only winning move is not to play. While I'm saying these words, I'm reminded of all of the AI that we're going through right now and the ChatGPT, and it's in the news right now that you should not use ChatGPT as your therapist because, well, spoiler alert, it's not. It can't reason. It just knows what you told it. And recently, ChatGPT has been criticized because it at times oomps people forward into suicide. And so I apologize if you're listening to me bright and early. I don't want to bring suicide up this early, but the only way to win is not to play. So think about that. And I honestly, one, I think this way about AI at times. I think this way about self-driving cars. I think this way about the self-checkout. I don't want to play that. Was it from In Living Color? Homie doesn't want to play that. I don't want to play that. Steph doesn't want to play that. So how does this relate to you? Sometimes it relates to the middle class chase syndrome. And for so many of us, the only way to really get ahead isn't to keep competing in the rat race. It's to stop playing the game altogether. Because here's the truth. You can always upgrade. There's always a bigger house, a newer car, a fancier vacation, a shinier kitchen. You can spend your whole life running after more. And what happens when you do that? You're stressed. You're in debt. You're working longer hours. Maybe you don't see your family and you're not enjoying the life that you already worked so hard to build. And it's interesting. Some of our favorite family memories are when we got reined in on a camping trip and the time the power was out at the cabin and the time we decided to just say screw it and have a carpet picnic and I spread out this big Winnie the Pooh comforter and we had popcorn for dinner and watched Beezus and Ramona for no reason. Those are the family memories. We've been on planes. We've gone to the resorts. But those are the things that the kids laugh about and remember. So think about that in your own life. And that's why in episode, way back in episode 54, I called SMART goals stupid. Because while goals can be useful, they are not your identity and they are not your worth. You are not, oh my goodness, please listen to me. You are not your LinkedIn resume. Goals should never keep you chained to a game you don't actually want to play. And I think about that with social media. How many of us have a social media presence, yet every time you look at it, it makes you feel bad about yourself? If you don't want to play the game, don't play the game. You're the grown-up in the room and you can decide. So how can you feel content? And what does it look like to step away from the game? It doesn't mean you're giving up. It doesn't mean you're settling. And it doesn't mean you stop caring about your future. But what it does mean is you're deciding that peace of mind is your default setting. And this is exactly why the Simple Shortcuts to Peace, why peace is there and why it's so important to get all of the other stuff in alignment. I'm not telling you to be late to appointments. No, I want your time management in check. I'm not telling you to give up on your financial health or your physical and your mental health. No, all of those components need to be in lock and key. But the idea is you're not chasing more. You are chasing peace. So for me, for example, it looks like living beneath my means. And not because it's glamorous or flashy, but because it keeps stress low and freedom high to know that the money in the bank, the money in the investments is making baby money. It looks like saving money, not to show off, but to maintain stability. It looks like not buying more stuff just because hustle culture tells me I need it. We talk about this back in episode 26, stop delaying happiness. Because the truth is the new couch, the new phone, the new this, the new that, it's not going to make you happier. Happiness comes from how you live your days, not from what you buy. Sure, you might get a little dopamine hit, but that's not true happiness. And that is not contentment. Maybe it looks like choosing one or two passion projects, hobbies that bring joy and stripping away the noise of everything else. I gotta tell you, it's so funny when I hop on a coaching call and I talk to someone who used to do their hobby for hobby. And now they're trying to monetize their passion, monetize their hobby. And guess what? It's not fun anymore. And so then I ask, well, why are you selling these things on eBay? Why are you selling these things on Etsy? Are you having a hard time making ends meet? Do you need milk in the fridge? And they're like, no. I just thought everyone says you should monetize your passion. So if that's not bringing you joy, if that's not bringing you contentment, who cares what the internet has to say? You do what's right for you. And your version of contentment, of peace, of happiness, it's going to be different than mine. It's going to be different than your neighbor's, because everyone's enough looks different. But the point is to stop running after everything. And slow living is to simply look only within. Put those blinders on, step away, and decide what it is you want. And chances are, it's really, really pretty simple and pretty bare bones. Okay. So, what is the uplifting part, Steph? The uplifting part is that the secret isn't around the river bend. It isn't in the next goal or the next purchase or the next stage of life. And the secret is right here. It's that cup of coffee you're holding this morning. It's the walk you take at sunset and you see the birds flying off. It's the silly laugh that your child has when he or she is so excited. And it's the content sigh of your partner when you're holding hands and your shoulders relax and you realize, we did this. We did this. It comes with the simple act of a deep breath and a slow exhale. We talk about this way back in episode number 9 of the podcast, of getting what you want, and how so often what we really want is already here. You've already made it. Back in episode 32, dealing with disappointment, I share the disappointment formula, which is when your expectations aren't met with here and the now and the reality. That's disappointment. And it's from the expectation that life is going to be different somehow. Instead of just opening your eyes and seeing the goodness all around you. Being content is choosing to see that and choosing gratitude over grasping for the next things. Often when I'm on a coaching call, I ask people to envision that they're on the monkey bars and they're trying so hard to leap to the other side of the monkey bars, but I don't want them to do that. I want them to stay where they are and feel comfortable hanging on that bar. And then when they're ready, just slowly, thoughtfully, methodically reach for the next one. And then spend some time hanging out there and feeling secure and stable. Leaping, great big huge leaping, it upsets our nervous system. It doesn't feel safe. And always thinking that where you are isn't good enough is not a feeling of slow living, not a feeling of contentment. Okay, so let me leave you with this. Chasing has its place. It can motivate you. It can inspire you. But true contentment comes when you realize you don't have to chase anymore and you've already arrived. The American dream is not a finish line. It's the peace you cultivate in your everyday life. And the secret isn't somewhere out there. The secret is here. The secret is within. Slow. Slow down. Take a deep breath and simply look only within. All right. So the past episodes, I dropped quite a few and we'll list them here in the show notes. But it's episode 9, episode 21, 22, and 23, 26, 32, 54, 104, 106, and 107. There's a lot of them, but they all tie into what we talked about today. Okay, pretty people, consider yourself loved and hugged. I think you are amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. There's nothing wrong with you, and you are not behind. And that is slow living in a nutshell. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.